Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, First Class, July 14, 2024, Romans.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, a chapter dealing with a major war that goes on inside of each one of us between the sin nature and God, the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 7. In preparation to worship our Lord this evening, this morning, a few moments of silent prayer. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that in these last days that Jesus Christ controls history. We thank you that in the United States of America, amidst our apostasy and total degeneracy, we thank you that Jesus Christ controls history. We thank you, Father, that in the satanic attack against Israel and the Ukraine, we thank you that Jesus Christ controls history. And we thank you for the preservation of your word, that spiritual food, that manna from heaven, that enables us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we might fulfill the very plan, will, and purpose that you have for each one of our lives. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. America. I love America. I love that flag and what it stands for. I realize the great visible heroes that fought on battlefields all over the world so that we could have the freedoms to live in this nation. But I never thought that I would live to see our nation in such apostasy and such total degeneracy. But I have. And what we all witnessed yesterday, an assassination attempt on a former president of the United States of America and a top candidate to be reelected as president this time, well, that shouts to the world that we have serious problems in the United States of America. We are a nation that has a great constitution. But that great constitution only works when there is virtue and honor and integrity among the people in the nation. But we no longer have virtue and honor and integrity in our nation. Instead, we have politicians. It used to be you were running for an office, you presented ideas. One candidate presents ideas of how he's going to do this. The other candidate presents ideas how they're going to do it. And you have respect for one another and manifest virtue to one another and honor to one another. And if you lose, you lose. May the best man win. But we're not there anymore. Ideas, well, when one candidate's ideas totally defeat the other candidate's ideas, then the other candidate has to go to other means. Now we attack the individual. Instead of presenting ideas and programs and policies, when you can't defeat your candidate that way, then you attack the individual. And you start calling him things. Donald Trump, in the last few weeks, has been called a Nazi, Adolf Hitler, evil. And then on July 8th, 5 days before the assassination attempt, our president declared, "It's time to put Trump in a bullseye," to the people he was speaking to. And 5 days after he stated that, attempt was made to assassinate him. And that comes from the leader of this nation. To tell the people he's talking to, it's time to put Trump in a bullseye. There's no honor. There's no virtue. There's no integrity in the leadership of this nation. None. That is 100% wrong. We are a nation in apostasy. We are a nation in great degeneracy. We are a nation that is destroying ourselves from within. Forget about the nations out there who want to destroy us. We're doing it all by ourselves from within. The problem in the United States of America is a spiritual problem. And the only solution is a spiritual solution. The only hope we have as a nation is to turn back to God and turn back to the Word of God. We need to repent, to change our thinking and acknowledge our sins and failures as a nation and as individuals. The only hope for America is the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know Jesus Christ controls history. I was over here studying yesterday, and I had no idea what had transpired. When I got home in the evening, Deb said, before anything else, you have to see this. And I watched. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart because I love America, and I never thought that I would live long enough to see such evil and degeneracy in a nation. And we deserve whatever the Lord Jesus Christ has in store for us. We deserve it. If we keep, we're trending the wrong way. We're totally trending the wrong way. We're getting worse and worse and worse. And if we don't turn around, we will no longer be a client nation to God. We will no longer be a nation. And what is the hope? Well, you've assembled here. You might ask yourself, What's the greatest thing I can do for my nation? It's what you're doing this morning and what we do here 5 times a week. It's you showing that positive volition and genuine humility to assemble for face-to-face Bible teaching day after day after day after day. That's the greatest thing you can do for this nation. The only hope for this nation is that the pivot of mature believers increases. So I know you love America too. This is the greatest thing you can do for the nation we love. And in Romans 7, we have the great war. The great war between the old sin nature and God the Holy Spirit inside of each one of us. Paul spends an entire chapter defining and explaining this. He summarized it in Galatians 5, 16, and 17. So I say, walk by the Spirit. Live your life by the power of God the Holy Spirit. And you will not gratify the lust patterns of the sin nature. For the sin nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit, what is contrary to the sin nature. They are at war with each other, so that you do not do what you want. Romans 7:15-17, we have summarizes the first attack of the sin nature. Even though at salvation, faith in Jesus Christ, we are divorced from the sin nature through the baptism of the Spirit and retroactive positional truth, he still resides inside of our body. At salvation, faith in Jesus Christ, we are married to our new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the baptism of the Spirit and current positional truth. And now we are indwelt by God the Holy Spirit, our new marriage counselor. And now we have this great inner war between the sin nature and the Holy Spirit. So verses 15 to 17, the first attack sounds like this in corrected translation. For what is working out of me, what I am producing, which is sin, human good, and evil, I do not understand. For what I desire to do, wish to do, want to do, these things I am not practicing. But what I hate, what I detest, these things I keep on doing. Now, if I keep on doing this very thing that I absolutely do not want to do, I agree with the law, the Mosaic law, that it, the Mosaic law, is honorable, praiseworthy, and unobjectionable. Verse 17. But in this situation, I am no longer the one performing it, but the sin nature which keeps on living in me. And then that brought us to verses 18 to 20, the second attack of the sin nature. Verse 18, the beginning of it says, in fact, I know that absolutely nothing intrinsically good resides in me, that is, in my flesh, the sin nature. The Apostle Paul understands the problem. He knows that the sin nature resides in his human body. And he knows that there is absolutely nothing intrinsically good in the sin nature. You see, no problem is ever solved until the problem is understood. And the problem is inside of each one of us, the sin nature. You have to know that the sin nature is still residing in your human body. You have to know that he is still sending temptations up to the guardian of your soul, your volition. You have to know that the sin nature has an area of weakness, producing personal sins, an area of strength, producing human good, dead works, and lust patterns. You have to know that there is a great inner war going on inside of each one of us, the sin nature versus God the Holy Spirit. The soul of the believer is the battleground. And the soul is the key. The key to the solution of the problem of the sin nature. The solution is you using your free will. You have a free will. You have a volition, a free will. That's the guardian of your soul. The sin nature will keep sending temptation. And temptation is not a sin. You don't rebound temptation. If you did that, it's all you'd be doing 24/7. The temptations come up and come up and come up. You got a free will. You got a guardian. All you have to do is say no. All you have to do is say no. Now, if you have no spiritual life, if you're living your life in Satan's cosmic system, out of fellowship with God, if you're just going to say yes every time from the lust pattern send up a temptation, you're going to say yes, 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 yes. If it feels good, do it. And as a result, well, you're crashing and burning. And you're going to go from suffering to suffering to suffering, but it's not suffering for blessing. It's punitive suffering. It's warning discipline, intensive discipline, and if you keep going, you'll die of the sin unto death. You won't lose your salvation. You'll be in heaven, but you are a loser believer, and you will lose out on all crowns and rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. And sad to say, there are so many Christians in this nation that every time the sin nature sends up a temptation, they say, yes, 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 yes. And they turn their soul over to the sin nature. And they enter Satan's cosmic system. And they're in interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. And they are the problem. Here are all these Christians, and these Christians are the problem. They're not the solution, they're the problem. They are contributing to the total degeneracy of the United States of America. So you might ask yourself, are you the problem or the solution? So the soul is the key to the solution of the problem of the sin nature. And the solution includes living your life by the power of God the Holy Spirit and continuing to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. The divine power of the filling of the Spirit must replace the human energy of the flesh of the sin nature. Because the human energy, the flesh, the sin nature, absolutely does not please God. Cannot please God. And we're in Romans chapter 7. We'll be in Romans chapter 8. Probably after the rapture, but we'll be there. Romans 8:8. Therefore, those who are in the flesh, those who are controlled by the sin nature cannot please God. Cannot please God. Oh, you might smile and say how much you love Jesus and all these things. You cannot, do not, will not please God when you are controlled by the sin nature. Romans 8:8. The spiritual life is a supernatural way of life and demands supernatural power for its execution. And that supernatural power is God the Holy Spirit and the power of the Word of God. The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And so you find it's hard to find a sound Bible teaching church today. But the sad thing is, most believers don't want to find a sound Bible teaching church anyway. They're too busy out doing their thing. Their own personal plan is far, far greater in their mind than God's plan. And so they don't grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And they don't have the powerful Word of God in their heart. But when you consistently and faithfully grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, you have the powerful Word of God in your heart. When the sin nature sends temptations up, that powerful Word of God with the powerful God, the Holy Spirit, says no. Oh, at one time I was there. At one time I was in that bailiwick. That ain't going to happen again. And I know Aunt Debbie's told me, don't say eight. You show how stupid you are. So now you know how stupid I am. But I, when that temptation comes up, hey, you all, everybody here, you've been there and done that. And you can just say, I ain't going there anymore. No. Stay in fellowship with God. The solution to the problem of the sin nature in our body is living the unique spiritual life of the church age, attaining spiritual maturity, and having virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. Virtue love. Oh, does America need to see virtue love in the souls of believers all over this nation? Virtue, honor, integrity, virtue love. We don't have that today. It's so rare. Well, you know, it's as rare as hen's teeth. So the solution to the problem of the sin nature in our body is living the unique spiritual life of the church age, attaining spiritual maturity, and having virtue love brought to completion in our hearts, developing that great motivational virtue of personal love for God the Father, which motivates the great functional virtue of impersonal love for all mankind. Impersonal love for all mankind is not saying to the people, it's time to put this individual in a bullseye. That's not impersonal love for all mankind. And occupation with Jesus Christ. The ultimate objective of the spiritual life. Growing up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ can only be accomplished under the ministry of God the Holy Spirit. The filling of the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18, Galatians 5:16, the teaching ministry of the Spirit, 2 Peter 3:18. You can't please God until you know how to please God. The plan of God does not stop for the believer at salvation, faith in Jesus Christ. Salvation is just the beginning of the great spiritual race. At salvation, the gun goes off. And from salvation, faith in Christ, until physical death of the rapture, whichever comes first, we are all in a spiritual marathon. 1 Corinthians 9:24 to 27. After salvation, the believer must make daily decisions to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. And this demands great self-discipline. When we do sin, there must be the good decision to use God's problem-solving device of rebound, 1 John 1:9. So, verse 18 says, in fact, I know that absolutely nothing intrinsically good resides in me, that is, in my flesh, the sin nature. For the will, the resolve, the purpose is present in me, but the accomplishment of that which is honorable, virtuous, absolutely is not present. And then we started verse 19, for the intrinsic good which I desire, I absolutely do not do. We exegeted that. And then we have, but the evil which I would not, that I do. And this is the conjunction allopolis, the present active indicative of proso, plus the accusative singular of kakos. And you know, right, that's an onomatopoetic word. You know when I say kakos, that's not good. The nominative singular neuter of the demonstrative pronoun hutas plus the nominative singular neuter of the relative pronoun host plus the present active indicative of thelo with the objective negative u. Allah is the strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek and is correctly translated but. And then we have proso. P-R-A-S-S long O. Proso. One, proso means to do or to accomplish. That's the general translation, to do or to accomplish. However, point two, it is used mostly of actions that are not praiseworthy and therefore means to commit or to practice. So point two, it is used most of the time of actions that are not praiseworthy and it should be translated to commit or to practice. The present tense has linear action start. I keep on practicing. I keep on committing. The active voice, the believer out of fellowship with God, performs the action of the verb. The indicative mood is declarative, presenting this truth from the viewpoint of reality. Reality of what's really going on in your life. Point three, the believer out of fellowship with God keeps on practicing. Keeps on committing tuta kakan. This is exactly how it looks in the text. T-O-U-T-O K-A-K-O-N. Tuta kakan. This is the demonstrative pronoun hutas with the accusative singular of kakas. Point four. Arnton Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 601, says, the near demonstrative pronoun hutas is resuming something previously mentioned with special emphasis. And therefore, it should be correctly translated, this very kakas, this very evil. Kakas, point five, kakas means bad, evil. So it should be translated together, this very evil. But I keep on practicing, I keep on committing this very evil. And then the relative pronoun host, which evil, and then thello plus the objective negative u. T-H-E-L long O, and then u looks like that in the Greek and the English. Thello u. I absolutely do not want to do. Which evil I absolutely do not want to do. Which evil I absolutely do not wish to do. So the corrected translation, for the intrinsic good which I desire and want, I absolutely do not do. But I keep on practicing, I keep on committing this very evil, which evil I do not wish to do or want to do. This is very, very powerful. It's a lot, isn't it, from how God the Holy Spirit put it down. For the intrinsic good which I desire and want to do, I absolutely do not do. But I keep on practicing, I keep on committing this very evil, which evil I do not wish to do. I do not want to do. All right? One. The believer often does not find the secret, the key of being a winner believer, until he urgently seeks to discover it. You got to want to discover it. You got to make some good decisions. That's almost impossible to find anymore, believers making good decisions. Oh, they're making all kinds of decisions. They're doing their own thing, but they're not doing God's thing. And God's thing is infinitely better than your own thing. The believer often does not find the key or the secret of being a winner believer until he seeks to discover it. Two, intrinsic good is attaining spiritual maturity. Becoming a winner believer. Having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Wouldn't it be awesome to see a politician with virtue love? Oh, I'd fall over dead. Intrinsic good is attaining spiritual maturity, becoming a winner believer, having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Three, at salvation, faith in Christ, we have the potential for attaining intrinsic good, that is spiritual maturity and virtue love. At salvation, faith in Christ, we have the potential equal, and you all, we all have the same equal privilege and equal opportunity. All of us, equal privilege, equal opportunity. There's no excuse for all of you not becoming winner believers, having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. We all have the same equal privilege and equal opportunity by the grace of God. The grace and power of God. So at salvation, faith in Christ, we have the potential for attaining intrinsic good, spiritual maturity, and virtue love. Four, the potential is available to every believer through the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit as the base of operation for the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit. So the potential is available to every one of us, every church-age believer, through the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit. Five. But the believer also still has the indwelling sin nature. And when we were unbelievers, we were slaves to the old sin nature as the ruler of human life. So, point five, but the believer still has the indwelling sin nature which once owned him as a slave when he was an unbeliever. And still expresses itself in temptations, sending temptations to try to get you to do the things that you don't want to do and not to do the things that you desire to do. Six, without the filling of the Spirit and consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine, the evil which the believer does not want to do, does not wish to do, He keeps on committing. He keeps on practicing. Without the filling of the Holy Spirit and consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine, the evil which the believer does not want to do, does not wish to do, he keeps on committing and practicing. Seven. Therefore, it does not follow that understanding the will of God means doing the will of God. Therefore, it does not follow that understanding the will of God means doing the will of God. I know a lot of Christians that understand what the will of God is. They understand the mandates of God's Word. They've heard it. They've heard it taught, the mandates of God's Word. They've heard it taught, keep on being filled with the Spirit. They've heard it taught, walk by means of the Spirit, and you'll not carry out the lust pattern of the sin nature. They've heard it taught, grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. They've heard the mandates taught and taught and taught. But that, then they go out and they don't do it. They don't execute it. And the next time the temptation comes up from the sin nature, they say yes to it, make a bad decision. So therefore, it does not follow that understanding the will of God means doing the will of God. Eight. Knowing the will of God is not doing the will of God. Knowing the will of God is not doing the will of God. Nine. So, part of the problem is you have to know the objective. That's part of the problem. You have to know what the objective is. And what is that objective? To live the spiritual life, attain spiritual maturity, have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. That's part. That's knowing the objective. But I know a lot of Christians, they know what the objective is. Part of the problem is you have to know the objective, which is live the spiritual life, attain spiritual maturity, have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. And then the other part of the problem is to make those good decisions to obtain the objective. To make those good decisions to obtain the objective. But that takes great self-discipline. Like training to win the gold medal in the Olympic Games. Great self-discipline. So verse 19. For the intrinsic good which I desire, I do not do. But I keep on practicing, committing this very evil, which evil I do not wish or want to do. All right. We'll take our break here, and we'll come back at part two. I'll give you a chance to go out and get involved in caca.